Welcome to Letters to Rising Leaders. It's a podcast series about God, soul, love, and leadership. And I'm your host, Tom Moore. If you're following along in my book, Letters to Rising Leaders, this is week 14, and the topic is the sinner. Now, for the past 13 weeks, the first quarter of this year, we have taken up the question, who is God? And all the 13 episodes up to this point have talked about God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, and in the most recent 4 episodes, God the Son. Today, and for the next 13 weeks, we turn to the second quarter's question, who am I? Now, for these first 5 episodes, starting with this one, we're going to go through the S's. The sinner is today, next week, the saint, then the sojourner, then the seeker, and then the servant. Now, we all sin. We all fall short of the glory of God. And sometimes we've really made big mistakes in our lives. And it's important to recognize, of course, that through God's love and then His truth, as He shines His light upon our mistakes, our failings, and then, of course, as we respond to that in repentance, how He showers us with grace, that's God at work, helping to enable us to rise past our sins. But, of course, it's not enough for God to forgive us, because we also have to forgive ourselves in order for us to move forward. Now, I'd like to share a story with you today about a guy who, if there was a Sinner's Hall of Fame, he would be in it. His name was John Newton. John Newton's mother died when he was young, when he was 11 years old. His father sent him off to sea from England to work on the boats. And he ended up in Africa and took up on a slave ship, and he became a slaver. His job was to haul captured Africans from their homes and throw them into the boat and shackle them to the boat and take the boat across to America, where they could be released into slavery and live out their days in chains. That was his line of work. Now, he was such a disagreeable guy that on one trip back to Africa, his fellow slavers got so sick of him, they shoved him off the boat when they landed in Africa. And it was only after his father found out that he was back in Africa and arranged for him to come back on a boat to England that he began traveling back to his home in England. And on that ship, on that trip, the ship encountered a storm. And the storm was so violent, it cracked the hull of the ship somewhere off of Ireland on the way back to England. And the ship began to sink. And for the first time, John Newton prayed to God to save him. And somewhere around that point, a huge wave, crashed into the side of the ship, shifting the cargo in such a way that the breach in the hull was covered, and the ship limped to shore. And John Newton survived. Years later, he became an Anglican priest. He became an outspoken opponent of slavery and fought to ban slavery through work inside the British Parliament. And he also wrote a song. That song is called Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Now, what I think is most interesting is to ponder what happened in between his encounter with God as he was in peril of death on that ship, And what happened from then to the point where, years later, he became an Anglican priest? And I suspect he wrestled with all kinds of demons and struggled in his relationship with God to allow the receipt of God's grace and then to be able to forgive himself. I wrote this poem. I sort of think about John Newton and his state of mind as I read this. It's called Hey God. Hey God, I'm pretty sure you don't know me. I've kept away from you as best I can. Some folks say no sinners beyond your mercy, but actually, I'm pretty sure I am. You see, I have an angry disposition. Things happened that I simply can't forgive. Acts done in anger point me to perdition. Mistakes that simply can't be outlived. So I don't know why I'm turning to you now. I really don't know who you are at all. But speaking my truth feels good anyhow. Like slowly knocking down a high brick wall. I don't trust, and I don't know what you're about. But I'm in sin. Will you show me the way out? Perhaps you are at a point where you feel that way, that you're not worthy of the love and grace that God stands ready to give you. Welcome it. Allow God to enter in and to heal you so that you can be freed and can move forward. Because this world needs you. This world needs leaders of goodness, grounded in faith, ready to move beyond themselves and into this hurting world to serve. I'm going to leave it there today. The song that I'm going to share with you is a song I wrote called Between the Moments.
Between the moments, he was there at your first breath. He'll be there beyond your death. And if you stay for hours or days or months or even years away from God, He'll never go away from you. Between the moments, there will never be a time when God's not by your side. Turn to Him. Between the moments of my life, Christ waits for me so silently, then reaches out to set me free. And in the moment of my strife, Christ's cross-crushed hand embraces me, a touch of peace that helps me see. Between the moments, so many times I've been on my own. I've been in control, have no need for Him. But suddenly life crashes in on me, and what do you see? I'm out on a limb. Between the moments, He was there at your first breath. He'll be there beyond your death. And if you stay for hours or days or months or even years away from God, He'll never go away from you. Between the moments, never be a time when God's not by your side. Turn to Him.
There will never be a time when God's not by your side. Turn to Him.
Well, that's it for today. I hope you'll join us next week for the next episode in this Letters to Rising Leaders podcast series. As I say each week, leader of goodness, go in faith to love and heal the world.